Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
President is going to take a few days off at a billionaire's compound in Nantucket.
Well, first I would say, I don't know if you've cooked a turkey before, but a 20-pound turkey is a pretty big turkey. I think we can all agree. They're about $1 more. So not to minimize that, any increase in prices is something the president is concerned about.
So when I saw George on the street with an 18-pound turkey and a giant box of wine, I thought, what a coincidence. We're just about to eat.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
This Thanksgiving, we have so much to be grateful for. Vaccines that are effective, safe, and free.
Now, boosters are extremely important to help keep us safe. In fact, we believe that boosters will likely give you the highest level of protection yet.
Yes, instead of getting basted, these two turkeys are getting boosted.
Was that remark directed at me, Carla, by any chance?
No, it was directed at your stupid turkey and your stupid stuffing and your stupid gravy.
As they say in my old neighborhood in Brooklyn, give me a break, will you?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, and happy Thanksgiving a day early to everyone. And we'll be having a good show here this afternoon, I certainly hope. I'll be off for the next couple of days. We'll have a greatest hits show tomorrow, and Taylor will be filling in on Friday. So this will be my last show of the week. I did a Joe Biden Weekend at Biden's column. You can check it out at HowieCarrShow.com. It's right at the top.
What's that all about?
I went through and I did all 42 of the sound cuts from the last week, and my daughter Charlotte is in town, and after the fourth one, she tweeted at me, "Please turn down the radio. I'm trying to sleep." And then I knew that they must be good Joe Biden cuts. Anyway, we check
plug
out
in
my,
your Raycons.
I did. I went with the Raycons after. I like to listen. It's easier to back them up, you know, with the when I got them on the computer. But just to, yeah, I went to the Raycons just because there wasn't that much need. I thought to make it exactly right. If I got one too many I's or I nom, and I got one too many I noms, I didn't think anybody was going to call up and complain.
I fixed up a couple.
Jen Psaki's not going to complain because I'm not going to really complain other than right now that she was lying about the turkey only being up a buck. What kind of BS is that? Up a buck. It's up 24%. So, you know, what was it last year? It was 5 cents a pound, and this year it's 6 cents a pound? I don't think so, Jen. I don't think so. Anyway. 844-500-4242. We got a lot of stuff to get to here today, but the serious news is there was a guilty verdict. The other trial, and as somebody pointed out today, the left should have been following this trial. The murder of Ahmaud Arbery down in Georgia, Brunswick, Georgia. And he was an apprentice, I guess, or about to become an apprentice electrician. That's what his family did for a living. And he was a jogger, and he was jogging through a white area. And these three guys stopped him because they said a house under construction had been burglarized, and they thought he was the burglar, even though he was running an outfit. I mean, you know, as we all know from watching the organized looting going on in urban areas across the country, you know, burglars don't operate anymore. They're not cat burglars anymore. They're more like SUV burglars. And so this guy, they stopped this guy and told him to slow down. And again, it was all on videotape because the neighbor was videotaping everything. They pulled a gun on this guy. He's a jogger. He's a black jogger. And they had a shotgun on him. And so he's scared. I don't blame him for being scared. You know, you're jogging and someone pulls a gun on you, blocks your path in a truck, a pickup truck. And so he grabbed for the gun, and he got shot by the son. It was a father and son team, and then there was a guy behind, a neighbor that was recording it on his cell phone, and all three of them, the father and the son, and the son was actually a trigger man, and the neighbor who recorded it, they were all convicted today of murder. And they're all looking at life in prison. I don't know if I don't know if the neighbor will get life in prison, and I'm not sure the father will, but the son 35 years old. His name is, I think, Grady McMichael. He's definitely going to get the life, I would say. And so there it is. I mean, there's a that was the right verdict. You know, I mean, there were two verdicts, one on Friday and then this one on Wednesday, where I think the jury got it right. And that's why you want to have a jury of your peers making these decisions. And we'll see how the left takes to this one, if they can accept this verdict. The new Black Panthers were out in front of the courthouse, screaming and yelling and threatening to all sorts of mayhem and other assorted civil disobedience. And I'm putting it mildly. If these three white guys, the father and the son and the neighbor, weren't convicted, but they have been convicted. They've been convicted. The father and the neighbor were not convicted of malice murder, but they're convicted of murder. So, I mean, I think that's enough. 844-500-4242-404 in regards to the Ahmaud Arbery case here in Georgia, I'm happy that at least two of the rednecks were convicted of murder. The third guy who filmed the violent act was also convicted of murder. How does that happen? I think, you know, they would say that he was an accessory. You know, that he should have maybe stepped forward or something like that. And he was chasing the guy. He apparently, and again, I didn't follow this case very closely, but I've been reading up on it over the last half hour to an hour. The father and the son blocked him from escaping. And it's a suburban, development. And they blocked him with their truck, and the neighbor was chasing him, or following him, or tailing him, whatever you want to call it, with his car. And so I guess that was kind of frightening, and I don't blame him. The black jogger, and so I guess that must be why they went after him, why they said that they charged him. If he doesn't record it on video, I mean, this thing may never have even gone to trial, because apparently the fly in the ointment is that until very recently there was a citizen's arrest law on the books in Georgia, and that's what the McMichaels claimed, that they were making a citizen's arrest, and apparently that was the law was repealed after this horrific incident occurred, but it was on the books, and it had been abused over the years, obviously, in Georgia since the Civil War, by when the Democrats were in control of Georgia for all those years, from Gene Talmadge, Herman Talmadge, Lester Maddox, et cetera, Pitchfork. No, Pitchfork Ben Tillman was South Carolina, I think. But anyway, they were a bunch of Georgia Democrats who Georgia was a big lynching state back in the day when the Democrats controlled the Solid South, as it was known. 844-500-4242. They're all going to get life imprisonment. I'm just saying they could get up to life imprisonment, right? I mean, the guy, the neighbor, I mean, I assume there's some discretion on the judge's part, right? Anyway, 844-500-4242. Here's another thing that I would, under normal circumstances, if we were all working tomorrow, if it wasn't Thanksgiving, I would be emailing this story to Taylor for Woke or Joke and Weekend Woke. Did you see, are you familiar, Taylor, with Rittenhouse Straight Rye?
I have heard of it since, the Kyle Rittenhouse trial started. I have heard of it.
Yeah. Well, Heaven Hill Brands, they're the ones who distill it. They are now expressing disappointment on social media after learning that some customers are using Rittenhouse Straight Rye whiskey to celebrate the not guilty verdict of Kyle Rittenhouse. We have been disheartened to learn that some individuals and businesses have been using our Rittenhouse Straight Rye whiskey brand to celebrate the Kyle Rittenhouse case verdict, despite the profound loss of life from those events. Oh, my goodness. Oh, come on. There is no... Oh, and this is what the company assures this, as if anybody thought. There is no link behind our Rittenhouse Rye brand, which was started prohibition to commemorate Rittenhouse Square in this case. Oh, I'm sure a lot of people thought that that Rittenhouse straight rye whiskey had been named after Kyle Rittenhouse, who was 17 years old.
That was one of Linwood's fundraising ideas.
What was that?
No, that was a joke.
See, I get the feeling that Linwood was not the prime villain in this. Kyle Rittenhouse telling Tucker Carlson that there was a problem. It seems like this guy Pierce, the other lawyer, was the problem. Have you read anything about him? He's a Harvard law guy, but he apparently had some substance abuse problems at the time, and seems like he was a real mess. But I mean, again, when this happened, the Rittenhouses, they're just middle class type people living, on the Illinois Wisconsin line, and all of a sudden they're being besieged by all these what amount to hustlers. I mean, they may have law degrees, but they're hustlers. And, I'm sure there were millions of others that were trying to somehow take advantage of them, and they hooked up with this guy Pierce, and it appears to have been a mistake. And, that's the way it goes. But by the way, you may have heard that Kyle Rittenhouse and his mother last night were having a dinner at Mar-a-Lago as guests of the President of the United States.
Mar-a-Lago!
Yes, and I wasn't there, and my daughter, Charlotte, will be there tonight. She's going out for dinner. I said, if Kyle's still there, tell him we'd love to have him on the show. Whenever he can make it, we'd love to have him on. But I think he's gone. And it was great, though, to see the picture of him and President Trump together.
Well,
and
I was planning on stopping by the Packy tonight on my way home, so I'll keep an eye out for Rittenhouse Rye.
You have a MAGA hat, or you have MAGA clothing, Taylor. You are not going to be allowed to buy even a nip of Rittenhouse Rye tonight. That's the Heaven Hill Brands doesn't want you to take advantage of their fine name, Rittenhouse, named after Rittenhouse Square in Philadelphia. 844-500-4242. 603 says $3.79 a gallon regular unleaded in Plymouth today, Howie. Thanks, Brandon. Did you see the woman who was arrested in Vegas, by the way? She was coming off the plane. She refused to wear a mask, and as she was being taken off the plane by the marshals or the Clark County Police Department, whoever it was, she was chanting, "Let's go, Brandon! Let's go, Brandon!" Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls here throughout the day. The holidays are meant for spending quality time over the table with loved ones. Cooking with HelloFresh allows me to do just that. Their recipes take about 30 minutes to make, so I get to spend less time chopping veggies and more time catching up with family and friends. HelloFresh delivers pre-portioned ingredients right to my doorstep, so I don't need to set foot in a grocery line, let alone wait in long, crowded shopping lines. Plus, there's no wasting money on excess food. Last night, while Kyle Rittenhouse and the president were dining at Mar-a-Lago, I was back at my place 2.5 miles north, and I was eating some leftovers, some firecracker meatballs. The great thing about HelloFresh food is a lot of it is most of the dishes can fill up, even though they're only supposed to be for two or four people. They can provide food for a lot longer than that, a lot more people than that, and the food tastes better as it gets a day or two older, doesn't it, Taylor?
Oh yeah, it's really good, especially their soups or anything like that. Anything that's going to sit and marinate for a while, it's delicious, and I love it this time of year. Although I don't know where my delivery went this week. I think my mother-in-law may have been a porch pirate and taken my HelloFresh. I've got to check it out.
Maybe they should stop putting making the boxes blue. It's maybe it's too easy for porch pirates to swoop down on their HelloFresh. HelloFresh is a great product. It'll make you happy when you see that blue box on your porch or on your front step, wherever it's delivered. With farm fresh produce and 50 always changing weekly menu and market items, you can't beat the quality, variety, and convenience. Quick and easy meals and 10 to 15 minute recipes make for fast and fuss-free weeknight dinners with the family. Delicious recipes like mozzarella and herb chicken and epic nacho mac and cheese are a hit for the parents and kids alike. This holiday season, I'm also looking forward to the apple ginger crisp, ginger spiced cake, truffles, and more delicious goodies from HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 for 14 free meals plus 3 free gifts during their Black Friday sale. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show. He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
Shopping for holiday gifts, you can't go wrong with Raycon wireless earbuds. You can listen to all your Joe Biden cuts like I did this morning. Amazing audio quality, a 32-hour battery life, and 3 new sound profiles, so everything you're listening to sounds its best. Unlock exclusive deals up to 30% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Is political discussion banned at your Thanksgiving dinner?
No, because there's only going to be two of us. Everybody else is going to be up in Boston. So it's just going to be me and Charlotte, and we agree totally on everything when it comes to politics.
36% say they are banning political discussion.
Okay, I can see the larger the gathering, probably the more likely it is. It's a good idea to ban it. All right. 844-500-4242. Let's take a couple of calls here. Jerry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, hi, Howie. I was watching a little bit of that video last night of the jogger.
Yes.
And I don't know, maybe you can help me out here. Did the jogger grab the barrel?
Yes.
Of the shotgun? And
yes.
Was and the guy on the other end, was he standing up or was he like on the ground?
I'm not sure. I think he wasn't. I'm pretty sure he was not on the ground. He was down. He was standing. His father was up on the bed of the pickup truck. But no, he was not. It's not a Kyle Rittenhouse thing.
Right, but the jogger did grab the barrel. Now, if he pulled
yes.
the barrel, wouldn't
but that but you know again probably... again though Jerry, why was the gun pointed at this guy? I mean, this guy. My understanding was he was not the burglar that they were looking for. He was jogging. He was not. You know, if you're a burglar and you're running through the neighborhood, I would think you would have a big coat on so you could stash stuff. He didn't have any of that stuff. He was innocent. You have the right to run on a public throughway. I don't see that these guys had much reason to do. They had no reason to do this, actually. I don't know. I don't even know why the neighbor went on the stand. You know, I understand it's becoming like fashionable now to go on the stand. Rittenhouse did it. It's in the old days, like a year ago, nobody ever went on the stand. But I don't know why any of these guys went on the stand. Neither of the McMichaels, I don't think either. All right. We're joined now by, we have time or we do have to do it later? We'll do it after the break. We have a cheap bastard deal coming up. It's a really good one. Get on board now. It's for Old New England Soapwood Wick Soy Candles gift set. It's been very popular in the past. Go to HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. And when we come back, we'll be talking with Dave from Old New England Soap about the deal. But it's a good deal, especially for the holiday season. Or as Joe Biden would say, the Holloway season. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
All right, we'll have Grace's news in just a couple of minutes, but we're going to do the cheap bastard deal now, and it's just a good one. It's been popular in the past. It's from Old New England Soap. These are soap, wood, wick, soy candles gift set, and they're made with 100% soy wax that burns clean, double wick system to make lighting easy and to ensure you get your full burn time without any wick failures. You know what that's like. They also have a modified fragrance oil that does not contain the chemical responsible for most people's candle headaches. And they have three 6-ounce wood wick candles, Country Charm, that's amaretto, Italian amaretto, oak moss, woodsy spicy, and smoked birch. That sounds like a good one to me. Fresh woodsy hint of smoke. And then they also include three natural lip balms, citrus, lavender, and unscented. While supplies last, you can purchase this three-pack of wood wick soy candles. It's a $50 value from Old New England Soap for just $25. Get yours today at HowieCarsShow.com and click store. We have a limited supply. Again, this is a great Christmas gift or a great candle to have around for the holiday season. Joining us now is Dave from Old New England Soap. Dave, what's your favorite of the three candles that you're offering in this gift set?
I got to tell you, Howie, I love the smoke birch. I mean, that is just like one of the most unique fragrances that we've come up with. I mean, they're all very, very good, but my new favorite is going to be the smoke birch. And it's a favorite of many. We sell a lot of those. And the three-candle gift set is really nice because you're going to get a lot of burn time out of these candles. And as you mentioned, no candle headache. They burn clean, and there's no soot. A lot of people get concerned about, you know, burning candles next to their walls if they're white because it leaves the black soot. Well, these don't do that because we don't have any metal in the wicks. It's just a wood wick and a cotton wick and pure natural soy, so they burn wonderfully. And the lip balms are just incredible. I take these skiing, and you know how cold it gets if you're on a ski lift. Well, you don't because you're in Florida, but when you're out in the cold, Howie.
I was thinking that, but I wasn't going to say it. That's if I were going to go skiing, I would go for the lavender. I like lavender.
Yeah, lavender is great. The citrus is wonderful. These two also last a really, really long time. It'll go get you through the coldest winter day when you're outside, no matter what it is that you're doing. If you have to work outdoors or if you're just going for a walk, they're nice to have. And you get three of them, citrus, lavender, and, of course, there's one in unscented. The candles are great, oak moss, country charm, and smoke birch, and they all burn cleanly. You've seen the candles, Howie. They burn evenly all the way down. You don't have to scrape the sides to get that extra going again.
Right. And you know what I also like is the double wick, too, because, you know, there's nothing worse than, you know, wake up in the morning and the wick is now buried in all this wax, and you have to dig it out or just throw it away. But with the double wick, that really reduces the chances that's ever going to happen. So that's a good way, too,
make
it's a much better product that way. So listen, you know, these are going to go fast. So where should people go if they're sold out once they get to the website? Where should they go?
Well, if you can't get to the cheap bastard deal, and I know they go very, very fast, and I really do appreciate it. As a matter of fact, I did a craft fair last week in Meredith, New Hampshire, which is just down the road from Fun Spot, where you've been. And
yes.
Somebody mentioned that they had heard us last year on a cheap bastard deal and bought more. So you can check us out. You can check us out online at oldnysoap.com or oldnewenglandsoap.com. And I'm also having another craft fair this weekend in Hudson, New Hampshire at the VFW. It's a Christmas craft fair or a Holloway craft fair or whatever Joe Biden calls it.
Okay, and is that old with an E or either way, Old New England Soap?
Either way, O-L-D-N-E Soap is fine. Old N-E Soap or O-L-D New England Soap. I spell it with that extra E at the end so you know you're getting quality.
Well, that's great. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody, Dave, at Old New England Soap, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody at the craft fair in Hudson in the coming days. And thanks again for doing this deal. It's a great Christmas gift or a great a great gift to buy yourself just to have around at the holiday season. Thank you, Dave. We appreciate it. HowieCarShow.com and click on store, and they're going to go very fast. The Cheap Bastard Deal. Old New England Soapwood Wick Soy Candles gift set, and the three natural lip balms come with it. All right. Joining us now is Grace with the news.
Hello, Howard. Thank you for having me, and happy almost Thanksgiving. I'm so excited for tomorrow. I love your poll question today. I will be discussing politics because, as you know, I'll be with Graham tomorrow and my family, and we're all pretty much on the same page. But I think if you are mingling with people who might think differently, maybe you can put it aside for one day. I don't think you're going to change many hearts and minds over the stuffing.
No, I don't think so either. But, you know, the thing is, I think over the years, a lot of people have pruned their holiday guest list, even if it is family members, just to make sure none of this BS is going on.
Well, you know, the other part of it too, Howie, I was thinking today, and, you know, some people think it's a really old maxim to say, oh, don't talk religion or politics at Thanksgiving. But there's also a part of this that it's changed because never before has every single part of our lives been so politicized. Like, when you think about it, it's hard to mention the pandemic, which is a huge part of everything now, without it going somehow into politics. Have you noticed that? If you mention the pandemic, it leads to the vaccine, it leads to vaccinations, and then somehow you end up screaming at each other over the table.
Yeah, we should probably play a sound cut from Fauci. Fauci is, you know, he's not just a doctor anymore. He is a practicing pundit slash politician, and he is taking on Tucker Carlson. I mean, I can't believe it. He's going. This guy is supposedly the nation's leading COVID expert, and he's going head to head with a guy from Fox News. It's just it's crazy, but it just proves the point you're making. Play cut one, Taylor.
I do what science drives you to do, and that's what I do. And, you know, I'm not in it for a popularity contest. I'm trying to save lives. And the people who weaponize lies are killing people. So the only question I have is that when you show Tucker Carlson and Peter Navarro criticizing me, I consider that a badge of honor.
Oh,
is he a fake tough guy too? Do we have to add that to his list of credentials?
Like, you know, just say the next cut. You know, what I say from Brooklyn? Give me a break.
Oh,
yeah.
No, does he really?
From my neighborhood, yeah.
Yeah, so it's in the intro. And the thing is, this is the same guy who, at the height of the thing, he was asked about, could you do gay hookups, right? And that's okay. You could do gay hook. Is that a wise counsel to give any gay people or anybody else that they should be hooking up online with strangers?
Here's what I notice about Dr. Fauci and about a lot of people, including Jim Acosta. They hate Tucker Carlson, Howie. They hate him so much. Do you think any of these people, any of these brilliant minds, any of these fake tough guys would accept an invitation to go head-to-head, tete-a-tete, as they say, with Tucker Carlson? I would guess not. I think he would demolish these people.
Even though, you know, the other night when he had Kyle Rittenhouse on, he had seven times as many viewers as CNN. Seven times.
Yeah, but I'm worried about Fox because you heard about how Stephen Hayes and Jonah Goldberg left. So, I mean, it's nice they have Tucker Carlson, but can that really sustain them without those two?
And oddly, it turned out their contracts weren't going to be renewed. What a shocker that was.
That was my favorite story today. I didn't get to it on my show. We mentioned it yesterday, but it was confirmed today. It says, via Red State, the two ran to the New York Times to make their announcement about how they weren't going to come back to Fox. And they were met with, of course, the classic, you know, Mitt Romney, admirable and difficult decision by two people of character and conscience and all that, yada, yada, yada. And then it comes out that they actually weren't going to be renewed with their contract. So it was more of a, you can't fire me, I quit situation.
They were already in like a Colin Kaepernick situation, which that signed a big contract, but they hadn't taken a snap for 2 years, you know, other than on Brett Baer's show. I mean, they were on their way out. And it was just, and then Tucker Carlson, I mentioned it last night, he puts out the the tease for his show, his documentary that allegedly drove him over the edge, Patriot Purge. And did you see this one, Grace?
What?
It said, now watch the documentary that reduced Jonah Goldberg to impotent rage.
Oh, wow. He also said to the New York Times, the viewers will be very grateful that they're leaving.
Let's play cut two from Fauci, the next Stephen Hayes, Jonah Goldberg. Cut two.
You know, people, they always throw up those people that make those ridiculous statements, you know? They're telling people to do things that they're going to die from, and they're telling me I should go to jail. As they say in my old neighborhood in Brooklyn, give me a break, will you?
Oh, that's the best you could come up with from Brooklyn? I feel like they have better phrases than that. Give me a break.
As they say in Brooklyn, I'm walking here.
Not for nothing.
Hey, really quick. Grace,
I'm going to hire a button man.
As they say in Brooklyn, forget about it.
Grace's News is brought to you by HelloFresh. HelloFresh.
Hey, Cheech. Hey, buddy.
HelloFresh makes holiday season bonding easy by delivering fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and recipes that you need to make delicious meals in about 30 minutes. Get 14 free meals plus 3 free gifts during their Black Friday sale. That's coming up, guys, so make sure you remember this code. Code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. Now, speaking of Thanksgiving, I did want to give you a few of these stats, Howie, before we go. Frozen turkey hen is up 88 cents per pound. Sweet potatoes, 83 cents per pound.
So then, in other words, wait a second. So then, in other words, the only way Jen Psaki's statement yesterday could be true is if you buy a one-pound turkey. Right?
Yes, and which I'm a huge fan of the one-pound turkeys. Those are my favorite. They cook all the way through. Really nice. 16-pound turkey, $23.99, or approximately $1.50 per pound, up 24%. 30-ounce can of pumpkin pie mix, $3.64. And it goes on and on. And that brings me to my last question, Howie. Are you a fan of pumpkin pie?
How much more is my Rittenhouse rye going to cost? That's what I want to know.
Howie, do you like pumpkin pie?
Yes, I do like pumpkin pie. Yeah, I like it. But Taylor, here's the thing about Rittenhouse rye. You want to buy Rittenhouse rye just to give them a thumb in the eye. But if you buy Rittenhouse rye, you're helping the company that has sent out all these woke messages that you shouldn't buy Rittenhouse rye to celebrate, right? It's talk about a.
That's why I drink to forget.
A quandary. It's.
Yeah, it sounds like a real tough one.
There's a lot of different ryes out there in the market, though, aren't there, Taylor? You don't have to go with Rittenhouse rye.
I saw a tweet today that said, I hope this Thanksgiving your Rittenhouse is a written home.
All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thanks. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Thanks to Joe Biden, winter heating bills are expected to soar by as much as 54% in some areas, depending on your heating source. It could be a lot more than that, actually. That may be an optimistic scenario, 54%. One of our clients called the mailroom manager last week and said his heating bill has already doubled. My friends at Eden Pure can help you survive Joe Biden's out-of-control inflation this winter without going broke. Until this Sunday, you can save $20 on their Gen 40 heater, which is both stylish and lightweight enough to move easily from room to room. Look at how I'm lifting it, just effortlessly. You no longer have to heat the whole house. With rising inflation, demand is high. Order your Gen 40 space heater with code word Howie Heater. The Gen 40 heater has combined both infrared and convective heating systems into one single heater. These two technologies work together to warm a room more efficiently. Most space heaters use just one form of heat, which isn't as energy efficient as the Gen 40.
It's really great during the night, especially during these colder months. You just bring it into the bedroom and you set it on whatever setting you want, 72, 74 degrees, whatever, and it'll take care of the room in no time.
Right, and it's not dangerous like the old ones where you just always were worried about something catching fire.
I remember my dad lighting kerosene heaters in the house. That was scary.
Don't wait for your first huge heating bill. These heaters will sell out fast. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code HowieHeater to save $20 and also get free shipping. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word HowieHeater. I'm Howie Carr.
Here's hoping Charlie Baker's turkey police aren't out and about this year.
No turkey, no turkey sandwiches, no turkey salad, no turkey gravy, turkey hash, turkey a la king, or gallons of turkey soup.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. He's always ready with kind words of advice for the up-and-comers in the biz.
I told you this newspaper racket was a dog's life, fellow. Now maybe you believe me. Take these pictures to the Globe and get your $200.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
We're sold out of the Cheap Bastard deal, old New England soap, wood wick, soy candle, gift set. But if you want to get one of those, it's great. It's a great product. You can go to oldnesoap.com, oldnesoap.com, and they always got good prices, oldnesoap.com. Joining us now on the line is the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show. Kevin Frisbee is usually on Thursdays, but we're not going to be around tomorrow, so he's here early. So, Kevin, I guess it's better news that Powell was reappointed than not being reappointed, isn't it, as chairman of the Federal Reserve?
I think so, for sure. It shows some continuation of the Federal Reserve in the market. What they're choosing and picking and choosing to handle interest rates. Biden has basically now put himself in position to own the high inflation going forward by reappointing Powell.
If you were going to talk and make advice to people at the Thanksgiving dinner table tomorrow, what would you be telling them if somebody asked you for advice? I mean, considering the complete chaos and turmoil in the financial markets and the economy in general.
Well, overall, you really should talk about reallocating your portfolios and paying attention to your investments. We're finding a lot of people are coming in and doing that portfolio X-ray, haven't looked at their investment strategy in many years, and that's, I think, the wrong thing to do. So I think what's going on right now in news and in Washington, it should prompt people to say, hey, I ought to take a look at what's going on in my portfolio or my 401k.
I know. It's just that, you know, I saw Manchin is now saying, he's basically has the whip hand here because he's one of the votes on the next welfare pork plan. But he's saying reopen the Keystone XL pipeline. But, you know, that wouldn't do any good for months, if not for years anyway, would it?
It wouldn't. It would take some time. You're absolutely right. But long term, right, we got to play the long game here. Let's do what's right for the American people long term. And in the short term, you know, giving 50,000 barrels a day, as Biden is proposing, is not going to be enough. Oil prices are down because of it, but that's not enough to soften the blow of what's going on in the inflation environment.
Yeah, I know. We're going to play the Jennifer Granholm cut. You have an energy secretary that doesn't know how much oil they use, a transportation secretary who's just missing in action, period, a labor secretary who doesn't have any calluses on his hands. I mean, it's just crazy stuff. It's just crazy. So where do people go if they want to get the X-ray on their portfolios? No obligations.
Yeah, they can reach out to us two ways, Howie. They can call us up at the 1-800-989-9100 number. And again, no obligations. You want to do that portfolio analysis, we call it an X-ray. It's like going to a doctor and getting an in-depth view of what's going on. The other way they can find us, Howie, is on our website. It's frisbeebenefits.com, and Frisbee spelled FRISBIE benefits with an S.com, and reach out to us there. Listen, at the end of the day, if you want to talk to a good conservative investment company like we are, we tailor to conservative people, and I think that people appreciate that.
And you'll be open on the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, so people can call you after they think about this over their turkey dinner, what the hell they want to do.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Give us a call. We'll reach out to you. Whether we reach you on Friday or Monday or Tuesday, it doesn't matter, but think about it over your turkey dinner. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there and all our clients that are listening in. I know we have a lot of loyal clients that listen into your show. And as well to you and Kathy, happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Thanks. And look on the bright side. Jen Psaki says the meal is only up a buck. The turkey is only up a buck. So what are you going to believe? Jen Psaki or your lion eyes? Thanks, Kevin Frisbee. I'm Howie Carr.